I am Marilyn McCarney. Betsy Payette and I are interviewing personnel who were instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. Today is February 4th, 1992, and Mr. Anson B. Good is being interviewed. He was the trust officer for the First National Bank and Trust Company and was an advisor to the group that originally planned the museum.
Emma Nicodemus met originally with Mr. Maxwell and with me concerning the preparation of her will in order to establish the Renfrew project. It's difficult for me to recall exactly when it was that she first discussed the matter with us, and I was surprised to find out in looking at our documents how early it was. Her will, which established the project, was dated March the 25th, 1970. And I had assumed that it was not too long before that that we had discussed the project. However, her sister, Hazel Geiser, had established a trust for the benefit of Renfrew, and it surprised me to find that the date of that trust was June 13, 1966. So apparently the planning for this by Emma and by Leroy as her attorney by me as her banker and trust officer was prior to June of 1966. The trust that Hazel established, the income from that trust was accumulated until such time as they started the preparation of the grounds for the Renfrew project. So I was surprised to find out that this went back so far. Of course, I was one of the first ones, along with Mr. Maxwell, that she discussed this with, so the whole project was no surprise to me, and the main thing was we were trying to keep it a surprise for everybody else, because she was insistent that it not be discussed prior to her death. Now, I think what is in existence out there now not only encompasses everything that Emma had in mind, but I think that it has gone beyond that point that she had envisioned. As I recall from her will, she discussed having a children's park and a picnic area and the nature trails in addition to the house and the museum itself. Well, I was just made a hasty trip out a couple of days ago to take a look around, and it would appear to me that the collection of pottery and the display of pottery in the barn was something more than she had thought about originally. I do not recall any discussion of the restoration of the Fahnestock house or of the barn back there. And of course, I did not know anything about the herb garden that's in the memory of Agnes Newman Harbaugh. So I would think that the project has progressed further than Mrs. Nicodemus had originally planned, and I think she would be happy with the project as it exists out there now. As far as dividing Renfrew into any phases, as far as planning and starting and things like that, I cannot address that question, I don't think at all. I concentrated completely on the financial aspect of the project and then the management of the trust funds for the project, and I was not involved in any of the planning details or in the work out there. Mrs. Nicodemus had suggested in her will a list of six or eight people that she had recommended to that some or all of them be on the board of directors, and that list in her will included Chester Adams, Dr. Guyton, Leroy Maxwell, Ed Miller, Harold Shook, William Bowers, and myself. As I said, I eliminated myself as a possible trustee, since I was working through the bank with the trust funds, and also I am not I'm not knowledgeable as far as antiques are concerned. I know what I like and what I don't like, but I don't know what's good and what's not good. So I think that part worked out well. As far as any problems that I might foresee, there is only one, I guess, that would give me any concern and that I would not want to see happen, and of course it shouldn't happen, and that is that the borough council become involved in the management of the operation out there. I don't think that is what she had in mind. They were the recipients of the gift, and the money's paid to them to fund it, but she intended that the trustees of the Renfrew would be the managing people for running it. And I believe there are provisions in her will that if the bank, as the trustee of the funds, has reason to believe that the project is not being run in accordance with her desires and her wishes, that the bank can terminate the borough's participation in it and offer it again to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or the Pennsylvania Historical Society or one of those organizations to operate the project out there. As far as the key people in the establishment of this. I think the couple that I can think of that were very important would, I think, first of all, be Leroy Maxwell, who was her attorney and who worked out and prepared the will and who was on the board for quite a few terms, would probably be the first one that I would mention. I think Doc Guyton was very instrumental through his knowledge of antiques, and I think Mr. Bowers, as far as his knowledge along those lines. And of course, Ed Miller was very important in the operation because of his long association with Emma and the Nicodemus family out there, and because he knew so much about the house and the grounds, and it was a lifetime project for Ed too. He spent his life dedicated to the Nicodemuses and to that farm out there. Let's stop it for a second. I don't know any specific reason why Emma wanted to keep it a secret, but my two ideas would be, number one was she did not want a lot of accolades during her lifetime for something that she was doing. And I think the second reason was she didn't want to be bothered or upset by a lot of people inquiring about it or talking about it or trying to tell her what to do or how to do it. And for those reasons, I think she did not want the public to know that she was planning this project for the borough of Waynesboro here. This information is not in any sort of connected sequence, but Emma Nicodemus's will was dated March 25, 1970, and she died July 7, 1973. Hazel Geiser's will, which supported the project financially, was dated September 25, 1969, and she died September 22, 1971. And as I said before, during her lifetime, Hazel had established an inter vivos trust to help finance the project, and that trust was dated June 13, 1966. As a matter of fact, that trust benefits two organizations, two charities. 75% of the income from that trust goes to the Renfrew project, and 25% of the income goes to the Waynesboro Hospital from that trust that was established there. As a matter of fact, the trust was originally established also to provide that the income was to be used for the benefit of her sister, Emma Nicodemus. It wasn't all of the income, but the income from $250,000 was to be for the benefit of Emma for the rest of her lifetime. Then it was for the project of the Renfrew Hospital. Helen Hoover Huffman was selected as one of the trustees of Renfrew because Mrs. Nicodemus's will provided that eligible and knowledgeable women should be considered for the board. I think Helen was selected as being the best female available through her educational background and her knowledge of antiques, her friendship with Emma Nicodemus, and it was considered that she was the best qualified woman for the job at that time. The financial backing for this project is supplied by the trusts established by Emma and by Hazel with the First National Bank and Trust Company as the trustee for those trust funds. The trust established by Hazel Geiser had an original cost, an original value of approximately $550,000. The current market value of that trust as of the December 31, 1991 was slightly over $1 million. That is, that would not be exceptional growth for a trust fund over the period of time that it was established in 1966 by the trust of Hazel Geiser to the present time. But this account could not be invested primarily for appreciation and for increase in value, because if it were, the income would be insufficient to fund the project. So the main investment objective was to provide a safe and adequate income for the operation of Renfrew, and that means you have to sacrifice appreciation and growth, because you get a lot of growth stocks in there and you're going to end up with an income of 2% or 1.5%, and the project could not operate on that basis. The estimated annual income from that fund is just about $70,000 from from Hazel Geiser's trust fund. Emma Nicodemus's fund had an original inventory basis of just slightly over $600,000, and the current market value on the end of 91 was about $1,310,000. The estimated annual income from her trust is just slightly under $80,000 a year. Emma Nicodemus's date of death was July 7, 1973, and Hazel Geiser's date of death was September 22, 1971.